USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
An armed man is arrested outside the home of a Supreme Court justice.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone informed police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The hottest weather of the year is expected to heat up the Southwest this week. Forecasters say records that have stood for decades could fall. The first 110-degree days are forecast to roast Phoenix and Palm Springs Thursday on the way to 113 by the weekend. That's about 10 degrees hotter than average in both desert communities. And Michael Phelps has been voted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Businessman Rick Caruso and Congresswoman Karen Bass will face off against each other for mayor this fall in Los Angeles. Caruso saying crime is growing and homeless problems are the first two items he will tackle if he wins in November.
I frequently hear and read how divided people are, but what I found out is that people share so much in common. They're upset about the problems of homelessness. They're upset about the problems of crime.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Karen Bass says she's the only one who can get things done in Los Angeles.
Well, going forward means that we have to bring together all of the people around the city and have the type of very diverse grassroots campaign that we always plan to have.
The national average price for a gallon of gas is getting closer to $5 a gallon across the country. In Dallas, Texas, the price rose more than 40 cents in about a week. At a gas station in Dallas, one man shares with Fox News how the price is affecting him and his job.
I drive for my job, so it's a lot harder to afford gas while working.
The Biden administration says the price hike is largely a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as Russia is a large producer of oil. Republicans have called on the White House to ease regulations on U.S. energy producers. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.